Before we started, we were talking about I have a bucket list in my book. And you talked about it should be a live list.
Yeah.
Can you just talk about a live list and what's on your live list?
Well, my buddy Nick Sarnicola, one of the founders of a company called Visalis. They, you know, it's net direct sales, network marketing. I always hate that bullshit, but they're great guys. And I never got involved because the whole network marketing thing just wasn't my thing, but did very successful. I think the quickest company to ever get to a billion, selling protein shakes, pills, potions, lotions, all that good stuff, and did very well, basically just because they're such cool guys. And Nick's got two kids himself. I mean, I think almost like all the guys that founded it have kids. So they're family guys, but they're also just really fun guys that like to travel and have great experiences and unique experiences, whether it's like eating in this castle or, you know, our one friend just got married last summer. He got married at the Vatican. Like, that's a pretty awesome experience, you know, getting married in the Vatican and, you know, all that. And then had the reception at this huge castle that Tom Cruise and I think the Katie Holmes got married. It was just epic stuff. And so he says, don't put things on your bucket list. Things go there to die. Put them on your calendar and you should have a live list. Things you want to do while you're living. And put them on your calendar, like this date we're doing, and you know, getting the flights before you can afford them. And so they created a whole entire company around that, producing these experiences for people now. So for me, you know, today I was thinking I might go to India soon and do like a month of yoga training. Really these aspects of communication for me, because that's my interest. And so the structure of language, so like I said, that feelings in ourselves and others are produced by language, focus, physiology. And even as we go into the physiology, when, you know, now it's become, a non-lucrative kind of pet project that's kind of taken over a good portion of my time lately, is asking my question about people that get results, why do they? But then the people that don't, the kind of forgotten ones, why don't they? And so when we think of that term, the triad, they might have patterns of focus and their mindset and language and meaning, and they read all the success books and go to the seminars and study NLP, and they're very well trained mentally, and they understand the aspects of physiology. And now they're jumping around, they do their morning routine, they have their Wim Hof breathing, you know, their meditation, all that stuff, but something is still off. And they have certain traumas that are trapped in their body, where you can hear in their tone of voice, the nervousness that is beyond just seminars, where a lot of people need to go to seminars. I think it's great to study and learn, but a lot of those people need therapy. And it's not something, there's a level of transformation that's not gonna happen in a room with 1,000 people. And so that personal care, the questions, the experiences, the release of anger, shame, fear, guilt, remorse, guilt, grieving, you know, that process, taking people through those really powerful experiences through, you know, to plant medicines, to deep meditation, TRE, trauma releasing exercises, somatic work, releasing this has been something on my mind lately. So as far as bucket lists, it's to understand the levels of communication that get into spiritual, that get into beyond mental frameworks and processes, the release of all of this through just other ways. My buddy that I'm talking to today, he's a hypnotist, a mentalist, like a David Blaine. David Lyon is his name. He's got like a YouTube celebrity, has a bit of a following. But he's able to access parts of people's unconscious mind through communication, hypnosis and all that. But he's got, there's something very spiritual to what he does. And so I've been learning about that. And so that's been what's on my heart and what's on my mind lately. And so, yeah, most of my bucket list things, I mean, I've traveled quite a bit in the world. I'm 40 now. I would like to get married, have kids, all that stuff. I just thought about it yesterday. I live in a one-bedroom apartment in Beverly Hills, but it's not, I'm never there. And because I've not placed a high value on my living space, because I'm living outside. I'm, you know, out there connecting with people, probably almost too much. But just the past couple of weeks, I've becoming more of a homebody. So I want to have like a beautiful home with a beautiful view and have like amazing sound system all through it and a record player and just, you know, be able to create space and have this view and a big dinner table and cook meals for people. Like I not get them catered, but I want to cook for people. Like I want to serve people. Like those cheesy things. Like I want to like cook people amazing food and provide nourishment for them physically, mentally, emotionally, like to serve people in a way.
I love that.
It's just, that's what's on my heart lately.